So I'm now over 7 years in my priesthood. I'll be honest that I have only two or three times changed or just given the same homily. Maybe once or twice when I had a good one, I thought at least, and I brought it up here. But this is one parable that I've preached about it every time. It's on the third year, the letter C is the cycle in our liturgy in the readings about the rich man and Lazarus. And I preach about it because I'm really preaching to myself and to you. And so let's again think about this rich man and Lazarus, and then some other kind of veins of beauty that Jesus is teaching to us. And we know, of course, the rich man was dressed in purple garments, fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, who was not only hungry, but covered with sores, who wished that he could even have the scraps of his table, and that dogs licked his sores. Now just imagine if that was your house with that person that is hungry and also sick. And all he would wanted would be the scraps on our tables. I know in my family, our dogs, our pets, are fed. Not only with the scraps, but with their own a bag of food for them. So what do we do? That's why I preach, because every time I hear this, it's a challenging and also chilling thought of my heart. And as I have everything I need, what do I do for the poor and the hungry and the sick? Then they both died in this parable. And there was like a flip-flop. And Abraham was saying how the rich man had everything he needed on earth, and he went to the netherworld, hell, because he received everything he wanted. But did he help Lazarus? Where Lazarus was brought to heaven, the bosom of Abraham, with all the angels and saints. It's another thought for us. I think in a special way with this parable, with Jesus, he's teaching about two places that we believe, at least most of us, heaven and hell. And that's not fun to hear about. It's not necessarily fun to preach about it. But there are so many people in our society and country and around the world that there is no hell. Everybody gets to go to heaven. No matter why, no matter what. Well, the fact is, we do believe in hell. A place with torment and fire. I just mentioned that because, not to scare you, but to remember that that's true. Right? We believe in Satan. We believe in demons. We believe in evil. And one of the easiest tricks of our evil one is that people don't believe him. They don't think that he exists. And that's the biggest trick of all history for our enemy. And we should hate evil and Satan and demons. And we saw that here, how then there's this chasm in this parable that Jesus is teaching, that they can't connect to each other. As the rich man is looking at Lazarus, wanting his help now because he didn't give him anything on earth. And if you want to get in a good conversation, we can do that later, but in a philosophical imagination in us as Catholics, we think that our decisions are done when we die. So it's kind of a characterization of Lazarus and the rich man, of the conversation of Lazarus and the rich man. And he was asking for help. Ask Lazarus to put his finger in a dip of water to just cool his tongue. That's not one thing he did. Not anything to help Lazarus. And then Jesus taught about really the chilling end, I think, and this is the one that gets to me. Not only the food, not only helping, yes, the fact of heaven and hell, but then those that don't believe. And I think Abraham gave in this parable an amazing fact. Because the rich man who died, who's now with God, is saying, hey, could you at least talk to my family? Because I don't want them to be here too. And he gave a fact. They have Moses. They have the prophets. I said, well, wait, give somebody from the dead to see my family so that they can come here. And Abraham said, again, as we know that if they don't believe in Moses, if they don't believe in the prophets, they're not going to believe the person that rises from the dead. And that was kind of the punch, that Jesus Christ did die and rise from the dead. And how many people don't believe that either? So a few thoughts today for myself and for you as our family. How do we serve the Lazaruses in our lives? Whether it's in our community, in your neighborhood, around the world. What do we do? And that's not an easy answer. And I know that myself. Also, if we do have riches at different levels, and we are in the United States, and most of us have a house and food and drink, so forth, how can we use our treasures for what God wants us to do? Because our treasure in heaven will be there forever. But our treasure here on earth will still be here, and eventually will be gone. For everybody. And finally, how do we serve the poor, the sick, and the lonely? That we may do what God asks us to do. That we may support those to go out of our normal lives, our comfortable lives, to actually prick our own consciences and our lives to serve those that Jesus is teaching about in this parable today.